This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we are super, super pumped today. I am so excited. I can't even believe it around today's guest. His name is Aaron Prince, and you are going to love this guy. But before we go there, we're going to go to my little boy, Adrian, the Musquiz, who was supposed to be on the show. We had her there. It was working like a charm. And her internet went to heck in a handbasket. And poor Adrian and I had to wing a whole show. It was really, really fun and really, really cute. But we were brokenhearted because this woman is so great. And we have nobody but the one and only Elizabeth Larson, head of everything over at NowSite Contact Mapping, in here running the show because they're so sure I'm going to mess this thing up. And Adrian is driving his car across the great state of Texas with the whole family coming home to Longmont after an extended trip down to the beach of Texas or someplace. So, Elizabeth Larson, why don't you do a proper introduction of the one and only Virginia?
I am so excited about this. Virginia and I were already getting a chance to chat, and this is going to be an amazing show. First of all, welcome, everyone. I am excited that you're all here. And we've got Virginia Munoz with us. Now, I'm Moosies. I always mess up your name. Yeah. Give me your last name again.
Moose.
See, I'm just so terrible at this. And what I'm not terrible at is recognizing amazing people. They call this woman the referral diva. You know why? Because she knows how to not only generate referrals, she also knows how to build incredible connections. And this has been happening ever since her days at Silva. Like, this has been happening for a long time. I'm so excited about this because as we got to talk, we also learned some other things that I would love to touch on. And just the empowerment that you have taken into your own life, I think, is so powerful for all of us. But first of all, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad to be here for a second time. And I am praying to the internet gods.
I love it.
We're happy to have you. We're excited about you. And, you know, what you're doing is changing the world for women. And that's all we want to have happen. And having somebody like Elizabeth Larson, who's been doing the same thing for us forever, inside of the world she's been coaching and living in, having a running partner like you is good, and we just want to do more with you. So we've got some free stuff for you to give away, and it's going to be a great day. So take it away, Elizabeth.
I love it. Well, you know, I have to ask you, first of all, just so everybody knows, she's been teaching entrepreneurs and business owners the art and science of fulfilling their sales funnels with high-quality on-demand referrals. Now, here's the thing that's important. She has this process of referral alchemy that when fully implemented, and I want to read this word for word for you because this blew me away when I read this. It can quite literally infuse tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars into your business without a single dollar of ad spend. Virginia, how on earth do you do that?
Because, you know, when you build a quality nexus, which is that sort of subset of your network that actually will work for you, those people that believe in you, those people that promote you, speak well of you, you know, invite you to radio shows and share their audience with you, those kinds of things, and you're willing to give them what they need, do for them what they need, help them with what they need, and it's not always referrals for referrals, it's not always referrals for money, you know, we can trade on lots of things and we all have different needs at different times. And so when you build that out and you build your, what I'm going to call your archive of goodwill, right? When you build out that and you know what you have to offer and you know what you need and you begin to exchange what I have for what you need and what you have for what I need, money becomes just one form of exchange. And for me personally, there's nothing wrong with money. Like, it's how I pay my light bill, right?
Right.
But it is the lowest form of vibrational exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give you money and you give me a service, that's transactional, and there's nothing wrong with transaction. But if you want to elevate your business and elevate your life and elevate your very existence on the planet, it is about high vibrational energetic exchange. And that means finding out what you need, taking what I have, and Lisa Nichols says this brilliantly. It's in Dr. Ivan Meisner's book, Infinite Giving. And Lisa Nichols offered a quote in there, and she said, you give from your saucer, not from your cup.
Wow.
You give from your saucer, not from your cup. And when you fill yourself to overflowing in all of the ways that are meant for you to overflow, and then you take that flow and you combine it and you give it to someone else and it fills them up and it allows them to then overflow in a way that you need, it's a beautiful thing. And money is moot.
Right.
It's moot.
Because it's going to be a natural process anyways because of the joy and everything that you're bringing. I mean, and you've heard that you can't pour out of what you don't have. But I've never heard giving from your saucer before. That is so perfect.
Yeah, Lisa Nichols is pretty smart.
Absolutely.
She's the best, man. She did that big thing with Marina Wari. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was your idea.
Smart, smart lady. Yeah.
That was amazing. Well, when I think about what you're talking about, Tom is that king of connections as far as I'm concerned. Like, he has taught me everything I know about being able to create authentic and real connections with people and really be able to love on those people and help them and create those follow-ups and create those relationships that are those long-lasting, beautiful things that aren't just transactional but actually create the richness in your life. Virginia, you actually started this back a long time ago with a thing called your word-of-mouth marketing plan when you took over a tutoring franchise.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that started.
Let me back up like 2 seconds before that, because everybody loves a good success story, but aren't the failure stories the really delicious ones?
Yes, right.
So I'm getting ready to do a podcast episode with Jenny Bellinger, and the title of the episode is The Direct Sales Epic Fail. Basically, when I was in direct sales, I really chased the dollar. I chased the glitz. I chased the glamour. I chased the, you know, I want the prizes and I want the vacations and I want the cars. And I did it really at any expense, to the point of I literally was buying product that I had no intention of selling. And one morning I woke up and I was $20,000 in credit card debt. My credit score had tanked to the point that we couldn't refinance our house from 8.75% to 6.25%, because even though our payment was going to be cut in half, I didn't qualify because I'd maxed out these credit cards. And so it was right around Christmas time and my husband was like, what's going on? And I was like, well, I kind of maxed out some credit cards. And he's like, how much do you owe? And I had no idea. I had no idea. I just knew they were all at 0%, and I thought that was a good deal. So that necessitated, one, liquidation of all network marketing assets at the time, because he just wasn't having it. He's like, get a job. Just get a job. So I put my resume out on monster.com, secretly knowing that God would never let me get a J-O-B job because I was destined to be a national leader in this company, and that somehow miraculously angels were going to come down and fix this problem. Well, the name of the angel is a guy named Brian Jones, who is still a dear friend and mentor to me today, and he taught me everything I never wanted to know about business when he hired me as the director of his largest Sylvan Learning Center. He owned multiple franchises. And at the time, Congress had authorized about a year and a half prior the No Child Left Behind Act, which gave parents sort of tutoring vouchers so they could get up to 40 hours of tutoring with the tutor of their choice. Okay. Well, Mr. Jones, God love him, with his like highfalutin degrees and everything, had tried and tried and tried to crack that nut. And he, for the life of him, could not get a single dollar in contract services in the urban environments. Now, I'm not exactly urban, and so I did what I knew best. Well, Tom, what do we teach in network marketing? It's the 3-foot rule, right? You talk to anybody who's within 3 feet of you. Hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing? So I literally went down to East St. Louis, Illinois, which is the hood, went down there in all of my, you know, my white liberal middle classness. And I went down there and had flyers and I was like, hi, how are you? I'm Virginia. I'm with Sylvan. Would you like your baby to be tutored by us? And they were like, what? Like, the flyers littered the streets. I was just like, wow, this is really interesting. But we had one teacher, and Doris had taught in an adjacent suburb that wasn't quite as urban. It was sort of suburban. And Doris said, well, why don't I walk you in and we'll talk to the principal at Cahokia High School and maybe we could, you know, get a little program there. And lo and behold, guess what happened? We got a $175,000 program with them. And Brian was like, you're amazing, Virginia. You're so great. I'm thinking, I didn't do anything. Doris walked me in. Doris did the sale. Doris closed the business. Doris hired the teachers. Doris did the whole thing. Why? Well, for a couple of reasons. One is she lived and worked in the area for many, many years. She was friends with those teachers. She was recently retired. She had been an administrator. She had influence.
Yeah.
She had influence, and she believed in what we were up to enough, but she believed in me enough as her boss to make that contribution. Now, from there, it was still very, very difficult. It was a $9 million opportunity in that East St. Louis district alone, and we didn't have a single dollar at it. So I knew I had to crack the nut, and I was wailing and bemoaning my feet when I was talking to the franchise owner that sold me my B&I franchises. And she said, girl, you've been in B&I for 10 years. You know exactly what to do. Go build a power team. Go do what you know how to do. And I was like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? So I started looking at influencers, and I went through my database, and I started looking at who do I know that might know some of those influencers. And lo and behold, in my network of database, there was a pastor of a church who had brought his son to sell them and paid full price. So I called up the pastor and I said, can you help me? And so from there, I'll just tell this story really quick. He found
Hold on for that story right there. We do have to go to a break real
Let's
quick.
Do it.
We've got Virginia Muskies. I finally got it right with us today with Tom Chenault. Tom, take us away.
All right, we're out of here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Back. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault, Elizabeth Larson, and the wonderful Virginia. We are so lucky to have her. We're going to put some websites up for you to go to so you can go there and learn more about her, get some coaching done, and play this game. Elizabeth, back to you.
Well, Virginia, let's pick up right where you were. Finish that story if you don't mind.
Okay. So Juan, the pastor, said, well, tell you what, we have a copy machine, but we can't use it because we don't have any toner. And I said, okay, well, I'll get you some toner. But then I had someone else get introduced to me. They were the director at like a community center, and they had a lot of paper, but they had no copy machine. And then there was another group. It was a healthcare group, and they had a copy machine that was broken, irreparable, a bunch of toner, and no paper. So I was like, are y'all going to Kinko's? Is that what y'all are doing? And they said, yeah. And I said, what if I could save you that Kinko's money by just putting you all together to solve a problem? And they said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, these people over here have a case of paper, like a pallet of paper. These people over there have toner. It's not the right toner, but I know a guy named Mark Breimer, and he'll exchange that toner and give me what we need. And these people have a perfectly good copy machine, but no paper and no toner. Why don't you guys get together and print all your stuff and save all that Kinko's money? And they were like, what can we do for you? And now, here's the big thing. What happens most of the time, Elizabeth, when you do something nice for somebody, solve a problem for somebody, and they say, what can I do for you? What is the standard entrepreneurial answer?
Standard answer is, oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing. I'm good.
I'm good. Yep.
okay, I'm going to call nonsense on that. You are not good.
Right.
You could make a list of 100 things that would make your life better, your business more successful. You're just not, you're too embarrassed to ask for them, and you're too ashamed that you have needs. But we all have needs because that's how it works.
Right.
Right?
Right. And we don't ask for it.
No. We don't even think that. We're like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, we push it away, right? So I said, third graders. They said, what? I said, I need third graders. I need third graders to come to my tutoring program.
Yeah.
Now, why third graders? Well, because there's a whole bunch of other grades, and here's what I knew. That church, that community center, that healthcare facility, they needed the other tutoring companies to be helping them with however they were helping them, right? So they couldn't give me everything. So I picked the number one most lucrative thing I could get, third graders. They're not super far behind. They love learning still. They're not jaded. You can bribe them with a ring pop, and you can make progress, which the state loved. I met all the state guidelines all the time because the bulk of my program was third graders. And where else are they going to go after school? You run after a bunch of sixth graders in the urban environment, that's hit or miss. You know, the high schoolers all think they're going to play professional ball, so they're not coming to tutoring because they got to be on the court or on the field. So I'm like, third graders. Over the course of 5 years, I brought on territory managers. I taught each one of them how to build influential, like, consortiums of influencers to ask for third, fourth, and elementary school, third, fourth, maybe fifth graders. Believe me, they all have siblings and cousins and everything. So that's where you got the satisfied customer rule out of that. And from not being able to crack the nut, 5 years later, we turned in, for seven of us, we turned in $2.5 million.
That is incredible. And the thing I find so fascinating about this is, first of all, when we most entrepreneurs do not think about who can I connect with who to help them solve a problem that will ultimately maybe solve my own problem too in some way, first of all. But secondly, how did you know to do that? How did you know if I connect these three people, how did you come up with that idea originally? Was this something natural for you, or is this something that you learned? How did you do that?
So all I knew was that I didn't fit in.
Yeah.
I wasn't them. I wasn't like them. And I needed to find a way to understand what was happening for the people in that environment. And I had to create relationship with people that ultimately my consumer, my prospect, my client would know, like, and trust. People.
All right, we got to take a break, girls. So let's take just a quick 30-second break. This is the Legacy Leadership Show with Elizabeth Larson, Virginia, and Tom Chenault. Adrian's on the road with his beautiful family, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You're USA News update. The scorching heat continues today throughout the southwest United States. In Phoenix, residents can look forward to a brutal 117-degree day. In Las Vegas, residents are being told they should stay indoors to avoid the intense heat that could see Sin City reach 116 today. A large fire continues to burn in Riverside County, California.
Crews continue to fight the rabid fire that started on Friday night and has grown to more than 4,500 acres by this morning. 25 homes have been forced to evacuate, and the fire is only 5% contained. Crews are also dealing with extreme heat as excessive heat warnings are in effect, where temperatures could reach 105 degrees today.
Correspondent Ryan Baker. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are spending the weekend at Camp David, the presidential retreat in the Maryland Mountains. That following a whirlwind trip to Europe where Biden participated in the NATO summit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Elizabeth Larson, with Virginia, with Tom Chenoff, and MasterConnectors.com. You see that in the corner. I'm going to put another referral alchemy up right now. She's got a gift for you. You people keep sharing. Do everything you can to get the word out, because this lady's message is something that needs to be heard. Take it away, Elizabeth.
So, Virginia, go ahead. Keep going.
I just knew that they all had needs. So I just went and said, listen, I can't pay you a commission, like that was illegal, but I can help you get what you need. Because here's the other thing I knew. We had an advertising budget, but it was useless. Like, the individuals that would hear the ad would be like, whoa, that's not for me. They were going to go with people they knew, they liked, they trust. It's a low trust environment. So I needed to build trust. So all I did was say, what would help you? What would help you? And they told me everything that they, you know, they had. And I said, well, what do you have that's, what's in your saucer?
Oh, I love that.
What's in your saucer?
Yep.
Right? And so they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, stuff that's useless, broken. You can't use it. You have too much of it. You know, and so that it all, and then I just started putting those people together. And then we built kind of a little consortium. And we just met like once every 4 to 6 weeks, and people started exchanging from their saucer and giving me third graders. And then I just taught other people to do the same thing in other school districts, in other urban environments. And we actually had a territory that spanned from Benton, Illinois, all the way through Springfield, Missouri, which is a very long, it's very long. It's like an 8 hour down a highway, like 8 hour trek that we covered. So, you know, from that, then the very same person that had said, you can crack this nut, you're a smart cookie, you can figure it out, said, hey, do you want to buy a franchise with us? And we bought a Referral Institute franchise. It no longer exists, but it was an Ivan Meisner franchise. And so I did 5 years as a Referral Institute franchisee. We bought 2 BNI franchises. And then I opened up Master Connectors to teach advanced word-of-mouth marketing strategies to folks that were already earning, you know, high 5 figures, high 6 figures, or people that really felt like they were out there giving, but they weren't getting. And so when people are using the referral alchemy system that I teach, I'm regularly seeing increases of 265 to 350, 380% increases in the revenue. I had one client, Dallas, who was earning $29,000 a year as a coach and doing a side hustle as a video producer to make ends meet, put the system in place and make $110,000 the very next year and quit the side hustle that was ruining his mental health, his physical health, his family, the well-being of his family. And he was also, and then he was able to get them into the house of their dreams. So all by putting this in place, and not all of it just because he made a bunch of money. A lot of it had to do with connections and help that he got along the way in different aspects that were not monetary.
Absolutely love that. You know, I want to touch on one thing with you because you said something really big, and I know a lot of our members here, this is going to really be important for them. You talked about how you were different. You didn't fit in. And I remember the conversation that we were having earlier, even just like you and I, when we were kids, told we're too loud, we're too much, we're too this. Talk about how you utilized not fitting in, not being like them, and how you've made it your superpower.
I wish I had an answer for that. I think, I don't know, Jenny, put it in the chat. I really don't know. I just decided to be me. You know, I just decided, I'm listening to Brené Brown. She wrote a book called Braving the Wilderness. And she talks about the difference between fitting in and belonging. Fitting in being, you like me because I'm like you, versus belonging, which is you like me because you like me.
Yeah.
Right? You like me because you get me. And so once you start understanding that you might be too much for some people, but you're probably just right for other people. Jenny and I talk about the fact that, like, I'm not pizza, so I'm not everybody's favorite, right? And I think the other thing, which is something that I'm coming into, evolving into right now, is the Buddhist concept of strong spine, soft front, wild heart. So your strong spine is your courage. It's the conviction to stand in yourself, to love others, right, as they are, accept them as they are, and to create the relationships that you need to be able to love them at whatever distance. The soft front is the vulnerable piece, and where that plays out is your willingness to have compassion and curiosity. So as you're standing there and things are blowing at you, rather than being defensive against that person, it's the being able to ask that question. I've seen Gary Vaynerchuk do this, right? Like, why would they be hurting like that? What would they have to have learned? Who would have had to have taught them? What would they have had to have gone through to be that angry, that scared, that whatever? And that level of curiosity is the protective barrier of the soft front of the heart. We don't need to be protected against. We need to have compassion with and curiosity for and around. And then the wild heart is just the willingness to explore all of who you are and to be all of who you are and to lay it on the table and let it be seen. And I will say, I think the most unique aspect that keeps coming up in my community over and over and over again is that we are safe and you can be who you be. And we operate on something called OHANA. It's an acronym that an author named Scott Conway, who's an integral part of our community, wrote, called the OHANA Way. And it's an acronym. It's be an oasis, be a safe space. Harmony, embrace difference, all pointed at excellence. Assertiveness, ask for what you want and ask a person who can say yes. Nobility, that's that strong spine, soft front, right? And the aloha spirit, which is the wild heart. I want to be the best for you. I want the best for you. And let's experience joy. And when you come at your life with that, there is no too much anymore. Because you just are who you are. And we have somebody in our network. God, he asks too much questions. Like, he's too many questions. It's like question, 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 question. And it's a superpower. So I'm like, all right, what 26 questions do you have today? Because he knows all the questions everyone needs to ask, but they don't know them. Right? So that too much, it for us, becomes the melting pot of greatness. Everybody puts their too much in there, and we make some really good soup.
This is huge. Tom, you know, when we think about melting pots and we think about the communities that we've built, 30, 40, 50 years you've been building community, whether you were building with airplanes, whether you were in the restaurant industry, whether you were in contact mapping, network marketing. Talk a little bit about building those communities and how important those communities are.
It's the only game. You know, I came back a couple of seconds ago. We had something up there called the BLTSs. Everybody's got products. Everybody's got companies. Everybody's got comp plans. Everybody's got systems. Everybody's got cultures. And they all think that's going to carry the day. But you take a look at Alcoholics Anonymous, it's the community. You take a look at connection through, obviously, contact mapping and NowSight, it's all the community. You take a look at the great organizations called Amway and all those places that you can't get anybody out of those companies with a jackhammer. It's not about all that stuff. It's about the community. Virginia hit the nail on the head. That's why BNI works so well. That's why Jenny Bellinger works so well. That is the name of the game. And it's beautiful stuff. And thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. It is the most critical.
Virginia, you had something that you wanted to offer to people. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. If you want to go to masterconnectors.com/blueprint, you'll find there a 6-step system to turning your networking into marketing that makes you money. So most folks, when they're out there marketing, are out there marketing their fulfillment, talking about their fulfillment, which is, this is what I can give you. You know, in network marketing, it's like, I have mascara, I have lipstick, I have oils, I have leggings, I have jewelry, right? If you need jewelry, come to me, I'll sell you jewelry. What you really need to understand is that marketing is about starting a conversation, and it's about finding out what people want. And you want to have that conversation with people who are likely to want the thing that you have. So this blueprint will share with you the 6 T's that you need to create a plan that turns your networking into a marketing arm for your business.
Absolutely love that. We're going to put the link up here for you guys.
Masterconnectors.com/blueprint.
Beautiful. So if somebody was really learning how to start building these connections and really start building, and one thing that we hear a lot of are people get a little scared to talk to people, to really ask not only for the ability to connect with them, but even get scared to start the conversation. What would you say to somebody trying to get over that fear of talking to people and the fear of actually building their networks and building their relationships?
So there are 2 things. I'm going to give an esoteric thing, like a mindset thing, and then I'm going to give a practical tool, okay?
Love it. Love it.
So the mindset is that when you're afraid, you have an armored front and a weak back.
Oh.
You have an armored front and a weak back. What it is you're worried about what they're going to think about you. And you know what? The whole time they're talking to you, they're not thinking about you. They're too busy thinking about them.
That's what Tom always says.
But here's the big one. And look, this is because I am, in Spanish, the word is vaquetona. What is the worst thing that's going to happen to me if I talk to a stranger? Okay, if I talk to a stranger in a networking event in a public place.
Right.
They will say something despicable. Maybe they'll make me uncomfortable. Maybe they'll try to sell me something. Right? Like, what? Nobody is going to, like, grab a pickaxe and stab you at a networking event because you talk to them. Like, it is not a matter of life or, like, physical life or death. It is a matter of something that happened to you, like, as a child, where you talk to something and something traumatic happened. So my advice on that one is, like, go get some internal family systems help and get, like, work it. Work through that. So that's the mindset advice, okay? It's not about you, and nothing bad is going to happen. Right. And I work with a coach. I love him so much. I will make a blanket statement like, everybody wears blue glasses. And he'll say, prove it. To which I cuss him out. And then he says, no, seriously, design me an experiment that you can go out and do for the next 14 days before I see you again and prove it. Come back to me with evidence, real evidence, and prove it.
All right, let's take a break. This is Tom Chenault. This is Virginia. This is Elizabeth Larson. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for keeping us on all these years. We love you with all of our heart. Thank you, Tom Shelfield, for letting me butcher the time clock today. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Elizabeth Larson, with Virginia, with Tom Chenoff.
Well, I think one thing that, you know, Virginia, what we were talking about is that fear and getting over that fear. We were actually having a conversation about that earlier where it's like swimming. You can't get over the fear unless you do get into the water. And so one of the things is to actually just start talking to people. But I love the way you talk about that of, you know, they're not going to bite you. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're not going to get an ice pick or anything like that. I mean, but really, that fear is so real in people.
It is. I mean, fear is not fear. You know, we hear all the platitudes, false evidence appearing real, you know, what is it, like forget everything and run or face everything and whatever. Like, I don't know. All of that's like platitudes. What you really have to do is ask yourself, what am I really afraid of? Design a quick experiment. Go try it out. Say, like, is this true? Is this true, right? And Susan Jeffers said, you're not afraid. What you're afraid of is that you're not good enough to, or not enough to handle the outcome, not enough to handle the consequences. I assure you, you really are. I mean, even if somebody spit on you, you are capable of being like, that's gross, you're a pig, right? Like, it's not that big of a deal. So that's one. Two, part of the reason that we get fearful is something's coming, I'm not ready. Right? That's a Scott Conwayism. Something's coming. I'm not ready. Well, the next question is, how do I get ready? So the tool that I love recommending to people, and Tom, I know this person is a good friend of yours. He's got to be Bob Berg. Bob Berg has a PDF out there with 10 great, bad, you know what, you know, just really kicking questions that you can ask. Now, you don't memorize all 10 and like bombard people with all the questions. Pick one or two to open the conversation and then listen, really listen to what people have to say because they don't care what you have to say, but listen to what they have to say and practice saying this. Oh, it's really interesting that you love playing hockey. Tell me more. Oh, it's really interesting that you love helping seniors navigate Medicare. Tell me more. It's super easy to have a conversation because you don't really have to invent everything. The extroverts will take care of it for you.
You know what? You just hit the nail on the head because that's exactly what Tom talks about. Tom, you always talk about how you are a closet introvert and how the power is in asking questions. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I am like a wallflower, and I know that everybody's favorite topic is themselves. And the entire key to the whole game is being interested, not interesting, not have it look like interrogation, but a conversation, and then ask smart questions. Remember the answers to the smart questions, document the answers, and then come back with a rotation to remember and remind them of something profound they did or said or their children, and you own those relationships forever. And that's all I've ever done all my life is hid behind that coffee shop interview, and the rest is history. That's how I did it.
It's so true. I mean, I'm living proof of it. He did this with me for 2 years, and that's how I ended up here.
Yeah. And I will also tell you that one of the great, so like extroverts, you're asking questions that extroverts have no problem answering. The questions that you're asking are really from an introvert's perspective, right? So if you're an introvert, take a wingman. Take somebody who's like, hey, let me introduce you. Ask a couple of good questions. Prep a good story. So what do you do? Well, you know how, da-da-da-da-da, I helped Dallas, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah, so that's what I do. Now, tell me, but enough about me. This is my greatest sweat, all you introverts. But enough about me. Tell me more about you, that hockey thing you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So you memorize your one little thing. They ask you what you do. You say, well, you know how there are these kinds of people who, well, I helped a client of mine do X. But I don't want to talk about me. Let's talk about you. Tell me about that hockey thing.
Absolutely love that. Absolutely love that.
Extroverts have a totally different problem, and that's what contact mapping helps out with. It's a follow-up. Extroverts have a hard time listening because we're always thinking about the next thing that's going to come out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we're literally thinking like, don't blurt, don't blurt, don't blurt.
Right.
The conversation in my head most of the time is don't blurt, don't blurt, don't blurt. And then we're not listening. So we have a harder time with that. And we have to learn the skill of tell me more. I'm going to repeat that back. Did I get that right? Hey, so what I heard you say, Elizabeth, is this. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I was terrible at this. I mean, honestly, when I first came to contact mapping, I was not great at networking. I was not great at all these things. I was great at helping people do what they needed to do and setting goals and getting what the results that they wanted. But I was never good at the conversations until I got with Tom and Adrian. And thankfully, through that coffee shop interview, it broke my social anxiety. It broke my fear. And so I think, you know, for anybody who has fear out there, really, really, I hope you will dive into Virginia's free offer that she's got for you that will give you, start giving the steps to start building these amazing relationships. And as you heard, she has such a creative way of doing this that most people are not thinking about. And so really, I hope you do this. Go to masterconnectors.com/blueprint. And when you go there, look at her in the blue dress, because let me tell you, it was an incredible picture.
What a really good photographer.
Whoever that guy was. No, you're better looking on camera than you are in that photo, so don't you even think that. But you guys, thank you for listening today. She is incredible. She brought the rain. We're going to stick around for a couple more minutes, so we're not going off the air yet. We're just going off the AM radio. Thanks, Ted Anderson. We love you. Thanks, Tom Sheffield. We'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.